He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 3rd Friday. The Friday edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and it looks like we're going to start the weekend off right here with a little celebration on Wall Street. And might have sounded like I was perched on the ledge of my 19-story office here in San Diego yesterday. Didn't look real good yesterday. Today's jobs report is just what we need, at least to allay the fears here in America of any kind of a recession on the horizon. But I can't say the same thing about Europe. And for that reason, I am very negative on the international markets at the current time. And the small cap market here in the U.S. also looks very tenuous to me. But those blue chips, you know, hey, the bull marches on there. It's been marching since March of 2009. But I think we've got to be really, really alert and careful going forward. We're starting off the day right here today. The Dow is up 173 points. We're at 16,974. The S&P 500 is at 1,966. We're moving forward in time. We were back to 1942 yesterday. Now we're back to 1966, which was a very good year. The NASDAQ is up 51. We're at 44.81 on the NASDAQ. Crude oil. One of the reasons, one of the fears about this global economy right now, it a lot of times is reflected in crude oil prices. Crude oil at 88.66. But if you're driving to see grandma this weekend, good news, you know, oil, gasoline prices under $3 per gallon right now. Load up while you can. Gold, on the other hand, continues to sink. 1203, the 10-year yields at 2.46. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, I sounded a lot of alarms here this week, and rightly so, particularly on the emerging markets, or should they be called the submerging markets. The fear is that Europe will go into recession. And, of course, if the dominoes were to fall in correct order, eventually they would drag the U.S. down into recession. However, and even though recession is one of the biggest reasons that will probably bring on the next bear market here in the U.S., I've been a bull since March of 2009, but I'm right now bearish on the emerging markets and international markets, which I talked about at length yesterday. And I also think you got to be really, really careful with the small caps here in the U.S. as they are perched on a precipice, holding on so far, but perched on a precipice, which also could drag the U.S. markets. Now, that hasn't happened yet, as I said yesterday. And the jobs report is what we needed for now to relieve any fear of a looming recession here in the United States. Had we gotten a bad jobs report, Lord have mercy on what might have happened to the market. Instead, we got a pretty decent jobs report. And again, jobs, very important to watch going forward. Jobs are one of the key indicators of where we're at in our economy. And what the stock market does not want to see is a recession. It does not want to see America heading into a recession. And with this jobs report, that ought to relieve the pressure right now on investors and the fear on investors that America could be dragged down into the mud with Europe. Jobs are very important in this recession equation. We learned that the U.S. added 248,000 jobs. Okay, that's good. Now, that's a lot better than last month, which I believe was right around, let's see, what was last month? I believe 150,000, 134,000, somewhere in there, which was a real bad indicator. And that was one of the reasons this last month has been a little bit rocky in the market. If we would have had another print of 134,000 or 80,000 or something like that, it would not have been a good deal, would it? Instead, we get a print of 248,000. So for now, take a big breath of fresh air. Relief. Just what the market needed. Right at the right time. Right when the market looked like it was getting ready to roll over and maybe get carried down with the small caps, get carried down with the China market, get carried down with the European markets, where they're just getting hammered right now. Instead, America's economy continues to grow, albeit at a tepid pace. Hey, that's enough to keep the bull intact here in the U.S. for now. The unemployment rate is now 5.9%. It's under 6% for the first time since 2008. Again, that's just the balm that the market needed at this time when it seems to be so nervous. It hasn't been below 6% since 2008. Now, if you dig into those numbers a little further, however, there's a little bit of funny math going on here. But still, you know, look at the reaction that the market's had since the jobs report. The underemployed rate is 11.8%. That's not good. These are people that should be working in better jobs, or they're should be working full-time instead of part-time. 11.8% is the number underneath the number. And obviously 5.9% sounds a lot better than 11.8%. But the number that makes the headlines is 5.9, and that's the number that the market takes its cue from. But the guy who's looking for a job who is underemployed, he says 11.8, that's not good. Furthermore, the labor participation rate right now is 62.7%. Hey, what are those other 37.3% people doing if they're not participating in the labor market? Where are they at? Sitting at home hacking J.P. Morgan? I don't know. Sitting at home collecting food? I don't know. Collecting unemployment? You know, 62.7% is the lowest level. The lowest labor participation rate in 36 years. Well, that's not good. But you know what? The market takes its cue from the headlines. Our most recent unemployment claims were decent. They were under 300,000. So right now, there seems to be no fear in the jobs market, which the market looks to very, very closely. There seems to be no indication right now of a declining employment trend. Now, if you go back to 08 and 09, we had unemployment claims in the 500,000, 600,000 area. And now, obviously, they're a lot better. They're under 300,000. We had unemployment at about 10 or 11%, and now it's down to 5.9. Even though they keep taking... they keep reducing the denominator, the number of people in the that are in the force, because a lot of people have just given up looking for a job, and now they join the ranks of those that aren't participating in the labor market. But that's good news for the market right now, and all of these fears of the S&P following Europe, the S&P following China, the S&P following the small cap stocks, the Russell 2000, are over for now until the next big fear comes along. I have no reason to change my bullish stance, which has been in place since March 27th, 2009, even though I am bearish on emerging markets, which all of a sudden, just all of a sudden, when they look so bright, 5 or 6 weeks ago, have taken the turn for worse. But we even have a little bit of good news there. More the protesters are dwindling a little bit in Hong Kong. Dear leader from Shanghai has agreed to sit down and talk with the people and negotiate. That's giving a breath of fresh air today to the emerging markets. But you still have Europe, you know. It looks like they're headed into recession. I wouldn't buy any European stocks right now, or European small caps, or European financials, or European blue chips. And it remains to be seen what effect Europe will have on us, because Europe is our biggest trading partner. But suffice it to say, for now, we've dodged a bullet. The jobs report was what we needed to relieve any fears that the U.S. might be headed into recession. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's talk about some best stocks now when we come back. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think one big factor here that, you got to look at and say, scratch your head, gold is down $21 per ounce. It's hitting a new low. I have had no exposure to gold for the last 3 years. I had one stock earlier this year. Gold continues to just absolutely tank. Why? Look, gold wants inflation. There's been absolutely no sign of inflation whatsoever. And I believe that the clamor from a lot of the pundits out there, and, I've been invited to debate Peter Schiff up in Toronto. I can't make it. I just can't make it. But I disagree with Peter Schiff's claim time after time after time that gold is the place to be. No, stocks have been the place to be. You cannot deny that for the last 5.5 years. Now, I'm not saying at some point in time that gold won't be a good investment once again, but gold needs inflation. And the year-over-year rate of inflation is 1.7%. There is no indication whatsoever. Now, maybe you say, well, I don't believe the government numbers. It doesn't matter because the market trades off the government numbers. And the proof is in the pudding. Gold is hitting new lows. The stock market is at or near all-time highs. Where has the best place to be invested been? Gold also needs a shrinking dollar, a collapsing dollar, which we've heard time and time and time again, the dollar's going to collapse. And I'm not saying it's not going to collapse at some point in the future with all the reckless spending that we do here in America, but the fact of the matter is the dollar is as strong as it's been in a long, long time. Have you looked at the rally in the dollar lately? UUP. Bang. Look at that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look at the breakout again today in the U.S. dollar. You know what impact that has on commodities? Well, gold's hitting a new low. The dollar's hitting a new high. There's your relationship that you need to keep in mind because they go in opposite directions. They have an inverse relationship. So those of you who have been calling for a collapse of the dollar and runaway inflation have led you down the wrong path. I'm sorry. There's no nice way to say it. And they may be right at some point in the future. That's why I watch it all the time. I watch the dollar. I watch inflation. I watch the unemployment numbers. These are all very, very important numbers to be watching. And even though we seem to be perched on a precipice here this week, the small caps still are. They really are. And I'll be talking about that in my newsletter this weekend, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. This rising dollar has a major impact on certain areas of the market. That relationship's very important to understand. Conversely, while the dollar is soaring, have you looked at the euro? FXE. I hope you don't got any euros in their drawer. They're shrinking. Get rid of them. Have you looked at the yen? I can't think of the symbol right now. FYE, I believe. FYE. No, I can't think of the... But it looks as horrible as the euro. Hey, if you're looking to take a Japanese vacation or a European vacation, this is the time because your dollar is going to buy a whole lot of handful of euros and a handful of yen. It's usually the other way around. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing gold shrink. But you know what? Another thing you got to look at is this upward rise in the dollar is having a downward impact on energy prices, oil, and other commodities like wheat. I own a lot of stocks who use wheat as a major ingredient. I've talked about Panera Bread recently, a bakery stock that I bought about a month ago. Look at that thing breaking out again today. Now that brings a smile to my face. Why? Because the cost of their input has gone down dramatically. And the next stock I'm going to feature in the few minutes I have left, I better get going here, is a trucking stock. Oh, don't you think $89 per barrel oil helps the trucking stocks? Let's visit a company in Phoenix, Arizona by the name of Knight Transportation, symbol KNX, which is also a big radio station in LA, KNX. I listen to it all the time, 1070. But KNX, in this case, is a trucking stock. In my app, KNX, let's just take a look at where it's ranked right now. Some people say when I turn my head here on my show that I'm looking at a teleprompter. No, I don't use teleprompters. I'm looking at my app here. Knight Transportation's a $2.2 billion company headquartered in Phoenix. Gas prices are going down. Profits are going up. I own two trucking stocks right now. I also own Old Dominion. Over the last 3 years, KNX has been cruising along at 30 miles an hour. In other words, it's been going up by 30% per year while the market's been going up by 20. Okay, that's outperformance, we call that. We call that good relative strength. Over the last 12 months, KNX is up 65%. Market's only up 15. It's quadrupled the returns of the market, and it's hitting a new all-time high today. Hey, even back in 2008 when the market was down 38%, you still need to truck things around. KNX was up 9.8% that year. So it has a little bit of a defensive nature to it, doesn't it? Lastly, we look at the valuation. When I take next year's earnings on KNX, which currently are next year's earnings are $1.25. They're expected to grow those earnings by 16% per year. I extrapolate that out, put a multiple on those earnings 5 years from now, and I come up with a five-year target price of $51. KNX is currently trading at $28. Being a $2.2 billion stock, it is a small cap. Hey, I thought you didn't like small cap stocks. I don't like small cap mutual funds. I don't like small cap ETFs. But obviously, not every small cap stock in America is in trouble because some of them are benefiting from a rising dollar and falling commodity prices. In this case, direct relationship between falling oil prices. Oil was $107 per barrel during the Gaza war, with Palestinians lobbing missiles into Israel and Israel striking back against Gaza. Oil got up to $107 per barrel. Now it's $89 per barrel. What do you think that does for a trucking company? You know, I have a lot of truckers out there that listen to my show while they're out there on the roads and the highways. Well, toot your horn for KNX. Knight Transportation, which is currently ranked number 29 out of 3,912 stocks in my beststocksnowapp.com. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking a lot today. I've sounded several alarms this past week. Now, just to put things into context, I've been a bull on the market since March 27th, 2009. That's 18 days after the market bottomed at 666. And every single crisis that has come along, including the latest crises, I've stepped back in my weekly newsletter and I've analyzed. I have my own proprietary grading system on the market. It grades the S&P 500. It grades the Russell 2000. It grades the emerging markets. It grades individual stocks as to strong buy, buy, sell, hold, short, run like hell sometimes. And the emerging markets, I feel like, a place to be avoided. They collapse so quickly, make your head spin. The jet goes down in, was it Brazil? Then all of a sudden the challenger to Dilma Rousseff and is gone, and Brazil collapses. Argentina defaults on their debt, collapse. Hong Kong protest, all of a sudden. It all converged at once on the poor emerging markets. I still like India, however, and I have a pretty big 5, 6, 7% overall position in India. If you haven't noticed, Narendra Modi has been traveling the world, just left the U.S., I believe, meeting with President Obama, trying to get that Indian economy going again, revved up, which it should be. And I'm a big believer right now in that story. I'm also very, very cautious right now. I wouldn't own any small cap mutual funds. That's just me. You can do what you want to do in your mutual funds, in your 401ks, whatever, but the small cap market looks very precarious right now, perched on a precipice. I don't know that it's going to roll over and fall off. It might be like the guy that jumps over, that falls off the cliff a few feet down, and he's saying his prayers, oh God, please help me, and all of a sudden he arm grabs onto a branch, right, and saves him. Never mind, I don't need you anymore. The market, the Russell 2000 looks like it's perched on that precipice. I think maybe I've said out a few prayers here recently for the poor small caps of the United States of America. They don't look good. I'd be very careful there, and the small caps will lead the market up or down, but we get a jobs report. It's just the bomb that we needed to relieve any fears that the U.S. may be headed down back into recession. And there just doesn't seem to be any sign of that at the current time. So we can all take a deep breath of air, fresh air, and we can still try to make some money between now and the end of the year, but you need to focus more on the S&P, the larger companies, and some small caps that are benefiting right now from a booming dollar. Oh my gosh, the dollar. That's the hottest chart in the market, UUP, the U.S. dollar. Go figure. You can argue with me all you want about how we're spending money. I know it's irresponsible. It's ridiculous. But the currencies trade on a relative basis, once again, one against another. And right now, when you look at the yen, you go, people, I don't want to own the yen. I'd rather own the dollar. When you look at the ruble, that thing really looks horrible. I wouldn't want to have any rubles in my pocket. That's why Putin's been so grouchy lately. Putin's got a triple whammy. His Russian stock market's getting pounded into the ground. His ruble's getting pounded into the ground. And an economy that depends upon oil is now $89 per barrel. He's fit to be tied. He's going to strike back. He's not happy right now. There's going to be some kind of... He's going to get up on top of that pipeline that sends natural gas to Europe and close it himself. Make him freeze, damn it, during the winter time if he has to. He's not happy right now. So look for something out of Putin here. He likes to do things on Fridays and over the weekends. Because him and his billionaire buddies are losing a lot of money right now. They're being squeezed. But having said that, lower oil prices help a lot of companies. They certainly don't help the oil stocks, do they? The oil stocks have sunk big time. There was another one that I was hot on for a while earlier this year and had to desert that story. There have not been many trends that have stuck this year. Last year we had a trend in the small cap U.S. stocks and in the biotechs that stuck around all year long, and we were able to ride that for all it's worth. This year, we can't really get a trend to stick. The only dependable one, really, has been the large cap stocks here in the United States and companies that are benefiting right now from a rising dollar and falling commodity prices. I used the example in the last half, in the last quarter, of Knight Transportation, KNX. A big input into their cost of a trucking company is fuel. Obviously, that's their biggest cost. Well, if you run a bakery or if you're a pizza maker, they use a lot of dough. And right now they're making more dough because of falling commodity prices. I've mentioned Panera Bread, which I own, one of the aggressive growth stocks. I'm going to give you another one that I own right now. And this is a good one with the NFL going and everything and people ordering pizzas right now. Hey, next time you call Papa John's and order up a pizza, know that the stock also looks very good right now after selling off wickedly. Papa John's was a $55 stock headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. Papa John's is now a $41 stock. It's down $14 from its high. I don't buy stocks in downtrends. Eventually, downtrends come to an end and stocks start going sideways. They start building a strength again. And they start looking good from a valuation point of view. I recently made a little purchase in Papa John's because it started showing up in my app. In fact, right now it's ranked number 48 out of 3,912 based on performance and value. I'm the guy that combines performance and value because momentum vesting alone ignores value. And value investing by itself ignores momentum. And I think they both need to be present. It's a rare combination, but when I find it, I get excited. Papa John's has been a great return stock over the years. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 19% per year, while the market's delivered 5.6. By the way, the symbol is pizza, P-Z-Z-A. And I'm not making a recommendation here. I'm just giving an example of this rare combination of value colliding with momentum and performance and a good, pretty good stock chart. Not the best, but pretty good. Over the last 5 years, Papa John's more than doubled the returns of the market. They're doing something right over there with their cheese, their dough, their pepperoni, their sauce. Over the last 3 years, Papa John's delivered 40% per year. I'm getting hungry. Maybe I'll buy the crew pizza today. Hey, Steven, call up, see what everybody wants on their pizza. Over the last 12 months, the stock has underperformed. In fact, it's gone nowhere. It's up 16%. It's basically been a market performer. That creates opportunity. Because over the long haul, this has been an A-rated performance stock. When I put Papa John's performance as a publicly traded company and the CEO putting dough in the shareholders' pockets, which is what I want to see out of a CEO, he's done that. He's done a great job. And they've had a little tough year here. But, again, that creates opportunity because now I have a value grade. Not only do I have a performance grade of A, which satisfies you momentum folks out there, but I have a value grade of A, and here's why. They're expected to make $2.03 next year, which would represent an 18% increase in earnings over this year. That's pretty good growth. And with commodity prices dropping, that is helping their bottom line. When I do the math on Papa John's, P-Z-Z-A, I get a $78 target price 5 years from now. That's another thing I do. I don't do six-month target prices. Anything can happen in 6 months. I like to go out over the next 5 years because we analysts do five-year growth rates. So why not five-year target prices? I have a five-year target price on pizza at 78. It's currently 41. It's a small-cap stock, an area you need to tread very carefully in America right now. But this one's bucking the trend. It's one I own. Not a recommendation, but it is an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, every newsletter that I write every week, I go over everything that I observe. I'm not a guy that is a casual observer of the market. I'm immersed in the market. I love it. You know, it's just like there's a guy on my dock. I have a little fishing boat that goes out fishing almost every single day. He's a professional fishing guide. He's on the water every single day. He knows where those fish are. He knows where the tides are. He knows where the sharks are. He knows where the murky water is. And he does his best to guide you. He said his last trip, I'm signed up to go with him. I just met him, really. The guy's an expert fisherman. He just got back from the Green River, which flows out of Flaming Gorge Reservoir. I've been there. It's beautiful, gorgeous country. He does a lot of fly fishing, guides trips up there. But this time of year, he spends his winter and fall in San Diego fishing the San Diego Harbor, which I've fished for many years, but nothing like he does. He said on his last trip, he caught and released 115 fish. Okay, I released like three or four. So this guy, he has a big advantage over me. He's out there on the water every single day. And at any given point in time, he knows the tide, he knows the water temperature, he knows the wind conditions, he knows where those darn sand bass, spotted bay bass, halibut, corvina, and bonefish, which we have in San Diego Bay, are. So I'm going on a trip with them in the next couple of weeks, hire them as a guide. I believe it'll be well worth it. But, you know, look, the casual investor in the market, it's tough when you're not in it every single day. I look at every news item. I watch breakingnews.com all day long. There's something going on in the world. I want to know about it. I look at hundreds of stock charts. That's why I know that England is tanking right now, the UK. That's why I know that France is tanking right now. Germany is tanking. Italy is tanking. And that worries me about our markets. I hope we don't get caught up in this whirlpool going down right now. And the protests in Hong Kong have not helped China. And all of the events in South America, which have all of a sudden just turned south big time, have not helped them. So the emerging markets are a drag right now. They've gone from positive and so looking so hopeful just four or five weeks ago to all of a sudden going down. Now, what will eventually bring down the U.S. market? Okay, Gunderson, you've been a bull on the market for 5.5 years. How come you haven't gone negative? Listen, there's a big correlation between growth and markets going up. And as long as growth remains in place, and as long as corporate earnings continue to grow, the market's going to continue to go higher. What will eventually bring the market, the bull, to its knees is when growth stops. And that shows up in GDP numbers. No longer is the economy growing. It's very difficult for a company to grow their earnings when the economy's not growing. But the economy continues to grow. The latest print was what? 4.8%? And this quarter we're expecting about 3.5%. But at some point in time, we're going to start seeing rising unemployment rates again. We're going to see increasing jobless claims. We're going to see decreasing GDP. And we're going to see companies start warning that their earnings are headed down. That hasn't happened yet. It doesn't look like there's a recession around the next corner. Now, maybe two or three corners from now, there is one. We know there's one lurking out there someplace, and that's why I started sounding the alarm this week. I saw small cap stocks. They're a leading indicator because they smell recession first. They crawl into their cave and hide when they see recession coming. And they were on the verge of breaking down this past week. Luckily, they didn't. They're holding on by the skin of their teeth right now. We get a good jobs report. That's an indication that there's no recession around the next corner. But do we need to be very, very watchful going forward? Yes, because look at a chart of France. Look at a chart of Italy. There's ETFs on all these countries. For instance, Germany is EWG. That looks horrible. That looks like the Alps. Do they have Alps in Germany? They peaked back in June of this year in Germany. And look at what it's done. It's gone from 32 to 26. That's an 18% drop. That's bear market in Germany. All right? Let's look at Italy. EWI. Oh, new low in Italy. Let's look at France. EWQ. Oh, new low in France. Okay, so that's why we have to be on guard. Is that going to eventually infect, like Ebola coming to the U.S.? Is the malaise in Europe eventually going to infect the U.S.? It would seem to me that it will at some point in time. They are our biggest trading partner, after all. And I would think it would have some impact eventually. But for now, you know, good news. Unemployment claims continue to be okay. The unemployment rate drops under 6 for the first time since 2008. We create 248,000 jobs, okay? That's good. So no sign of recession here, but we have to be vigilant going forward because eventually the biggest reason that we'll enter into a new bear market will be because the economy begins to shrink and we head into recession. And the worse the recession is, the next one, contraction. Contractions happen. The worse the next bear market will be. The last recession, I think we had a quarter of -7, and we had jobless claims of 600-700. No wonder the market went down 53%. It was the worst recession we've ever had. Now, I don't know what the next one will be like. I don't know what the next bear market will do to your portfolio, but we're going to remain vigilant here on a daily basis. You can follow along in my newsletter every single week, which has been bullish since March 27th, 09. Go to my website, pwstreet.com. We're very generous with our newsletter. And if you'd like a proactive money manager, you're not happy with who you got now, we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.